All Things COVID.
Welcome to All Things COVID. This is Sheetal. And as we bring you this podcast, at the time of recording it, we are in May of 2021. Now, while India is in phase three of its vaccination drive or campaign, including people who are between the ages of 18 and 44 as well, there still are a surprising number of questions around vaccinations. And that's just why we've decided to put together a comprehensive list of questions, and not just put together a list, but also get them answered for the benefit of healthcare professionals who might encounter any one of these questions in their interactions with patients, their families, and of course, the larger community. To help us do this, we have with us Dr. Mahesh Kant, who is part of Wipro. He's in fact had quite a career as a hospital administrator. He's been part of the armed forces, and now he handles the Zilla Parishad COVID hospital in Pune. Now, this is the one that is in the Wipro Pune campus. So he's been with the setup since its inception, since it was constructed in May of last year. So we have someone who has really seen COVID in this country at close quarters, and also managed a facility, and I'm sure addressed a lot of the concerns that people had in the early days and even continue to have now. Now, this time, of course, with respect to vaccines. Thank you so much, Dr. Mahesh Kant, for joining us on All Things COVID. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks for the introduction.
It's our pleasure entirely to have you on board on this podcast. The aim here is to, sensitize healthcare professionals on questions or arm them with the kind of information and responses that would be useful to them should they encounter these questions from patients and, citizens generally. Now, one of the most common questions, let's start at the beginning, Dr. Mahesh Kant, are COVID-19 vaccines safe? This is a thing that I think a lot of healthcare professionals get asked, even today.
Simple answer to this is yes, COVID vaccines are safe, they are effective, and they have undergone the requisite phases of trials, and the reports have been published. It's only after that they have got their emergency use authorizations.
Okay, so that would be the response to, are COVID vaccines safe? Now, with respect to having COVID-19 in the past, if I have had COVID-19, should I take the vaccine, Dr. Mahesh Kant?
Yes, the consensus among all the experts are that one should take the vaccine. Of course, there would be a period of wait, but we should go ahead and take the vaccine.
Okay, what is a recommended period of wait, Dr. Mahesh Kant, if you would need to advise somebody on that front?
There is no exact guideline, but the minimum period of 4 weeks is suggestive.
Okay.
And many of them go up to 90 days.
Up to 90 days. All right. Now,
however, there is an exception that if someone has received convalescent plasma during the illness, then they will have to reconsider and discuss with their doctor.
Now, we've heard of allergies. A lot of people have concerns about allergies to specific drugs like, say, penicillin. If this is the case, should I avoid the vaccine? What if you're asked that question, Dr. Mahesh Kant?
Ideally, one shouldn't avoid the vaccine because most of the components which are found in the drug are not part of the vaccine per se.
Right.
However, there are healthcare workers who are present at the facility where the vaccine is given. Mm-hmm. So please do discuss your concerns over there, and they will tell whether to go ahead or not.
So that was about, allergies to drugs like penicillin, Dr. Mahesh Kant. But what about diabetes? Now here, since diabetes has been a name associated with comorbidities in the, COVID-19 treatment protocol, if I have diabetes, can I take the vaccine?
Yes, one should go ahead and take the vaccine, because as we all know that COVID-19 becomes serious in people with comorbidities.
Right.
And uncontrolled diabetes is one of the comorbid condition, and it can lead to worse outcomes in COVID-19.
Right.
So it's important that one goes ahead and takes the vaccine
if you suffer from diabetes. Now, this one is an interesting question that I'm quite certain a lot of healthcare professionals who are listening to this podcast have encountered, perhaps have even thought of themselves before taking the vaccine. And probably this question comes from the fact that we've seen some instances or read about instances of adverse effects related to the vaccination. So a lot of people ask, should we take the vaccine together? Should my husband and I go together? What if one of us falls ill, then the other person, both should not fall ill simultaneously? That's sort of a concern a lot of people have. What would you say to them about family members taking the vaccine on the same day?
This is a personal choice, but if you ask me, the whole family can go ahead and take it, because most of the effects of the vaccines are very mild, like taking any other injection, which may be just slight amount of muscle soreness, that may be a fever, and all this goes subsides with a tablet of paracetamol.
Paracetamol, right. Now, here's the other question for expectant mothers, or actually people who are one step ahead of that, are planning their families. What if, say, I want to start a family and I'm thinking about it consciously, and of course, vaccination drive is happening. So, Dr. Mahesh Kant, what would you tell a young parent? Should I take the vaccine if I'm planning a family?
Yes, they should take it, because it's better that before their pregnancy, they finish with the vaccination schedule. Mm-hmm. And this would be a better choice than having to delay it post-pregnancy.
Now that you have brought the post-pregnancy aspect, while in the duration of pregnancy, assuming that someone is pregnant, if this is a question that a healthcare professional gets asked, I'm pregnant, can I take the vaccine now?
As of date, there have been no trials on pregnant ladies with these vaccines, so it is not recommended to offer a vaccine for pregnant women.
What if I have taken the vaccine and while I'm unaware of the fact that I'm pregnant and I discover that this is a case, should I be hitting the panic button? What should I do, Dr. Mahesh Kant?
First, we shouldn't panic. There's nothing to worry. Till now, any baby that's been born, we have not seen any effects. So I think one shouldn't panic and just have positive thoughts and go ahead with the continue the pregnancy.
Right. So it's possible that newborns, will have received some antibodies from vaccinated mothers. Is that something that we've read about or researched?
There's nothing conclusive on this. It may be possible, but we're not very conclusive on this.
Right. Now, here's a question. At least in India, we've seen up until now, the time of bringing people this podcast, we have two significant options, COVID-Shield and Covaxin. And there's so many questions right from the time we heard of these, whether I should take this one or the other. So which vaccine should I take? Is there one that's better than the other?
You rightly said, currently we have the Covishield and the Covaxin, which are available to us. Both these are built on different platforms. Mm-hmm. The Covishield is derived from an active ingredient of a non-infectious chimpanzee adenovirus, which carries the genetic code. Mm-hmm. And once injected into us, it stimulates our body cells to produce the spike protein, which in turn will cause the antibodies to be formed.
Right.
Whereas the Covaxin is a killed virus, which is rendered harmless. So these two are absolutely two different platforms.
Right.
The second aspect is both these vaccines have had their independent trials, and it is not during the same time or in the same population. Hence, we cannot compare these two vaccines. It won't be an apple-to-apple comparison.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so we cannot say which is better than the other. My suggestion is whatever is available and whatever is your preference, please go ahead. There is nothing binding on anybody.
So essentially, there is not much data because these vaccines were in trials at different stages. So you can't really compare. So the idea is to get vaccinated. Please check your local app, the Covin app, and get vaccinated based on the availability and the slots is what I'm hearing loud and clear from Dr. Mahesh Kant. My next question is this one that a lot of professionals encounter with respect to clots with the Covishield vaccine. Should we be concerned about these reports?
Covishield is the name for the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is produced in India.
Right.
World over, we have been reading it as AstraZeneca. There have been reports, especially in the Western part of the world, especially among women, and that too in the reproductive age group, where there have been instances of clots.
Mm-hmm.
So as of now, we haven't seen anything much in our country. So one shouldn't fear. Just go ahead and take the vaccine.
And the issue with respect to blood thinners, right? This is a question. Should we stop taking blood thinners before, taking a vaccination?
There are a lot of population in our country too who are on blood thinners. And commonly these are the aspirin and clopidogrel. These blood thinners do not have a serious effect on vaccination, and if we are worried about bleeding or anything, it may be usually it doesn't happen. Whereas those who are, I would say, on very serious blood thinners, they have to have a blood test done by their doctor who checks there is a level which we call as INR. If it is less than 3, please go ahead. If it's beyond that, then the doctor would advise what to do next.
Right. Essentially, advice of a doctor needs to be sought before embarking on a vaccine in case you're on blood thinners is what I'm hearing. Did I summarize that correctly in one sentence, Dr. Mahesh Kant?
Yes.
All right. Okay. We're going to take a small little break over here for you to absorb all of the guidance that we've got from Dr. Mahesh Kant on FAQs or frequently asked questions on the COVID vaccine, starting with, should I really take the vaccine? What is the vaccination? Health conditions that are perhaps cause of concern in some patients. That's the conversation that we're having on All Things COVID. There are more questions coming up for Dr. Mahesh Kant. Stay with us.
All Things COVID continues. You're listening to All Things COVID.
Frequently asked questions on the vaccine. The COVID vaccine is what we're addressing on All Things COVID today with Dr. Mahesh Kant, who's part of Vipro. Dr. Kant, you told us plenty about some of, conditions like diabetes. You spoke about blood thinners. You also spoke about pregnancy and vaccinations. Time to ask you, can I take a pain medication before I go for a shot?
Ideally, this is not recommended. However, after the shot, in case you have some symptoms of, soreness or fever or some body ache, then you can take some medication for this. Usually, paracetamol is being given.
What about the vaccine when a woman is on her period, for example? Is that a day that she can look at as a day to go and take a vaccine?
There is no contradiction for taking the vaccine during the period. Mm-hmm. And one should definitely go ahead if they have scheduled it with the center.
Now, this one's an important one because it talks about behaviors and it marries the vaccination with behaviors. And a lot of people have seen or have felt invincible after taking even just the first dose of the vaccination, like it was some sort of a magic mantra. Can I take my mask off if I'm vaccinated, first or second dose?
First, in whichever dose, in whichever state, one shouldn't take off this mask. This okay. is going to remain for some time because the purpose of the mask is two main things. One is to protect the other people and second is to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you have taken the vaccine is not 100% immunity, so we should wear the mask. Plus, since the virus is sent from our various parts of the body, and so it can transmit to others when we are speaking, if it's lying in the oral cavity or in the nasal cavity, right. So it can transmit to others. So we should continue using the mask.
Yeah, absolutely. Does it matter if I take the vaccine in a government or private setup? A lot of people were concerned about that in the initial days. Now we are seeing that may not be such a big concern, but it needs to be addressed.
The vaccine is produced at one place. It is distributed all over the country. And the same vaccine goes in the same packaging, the same constituent goes to the government and to the private sector. So there is no distinction between the two. You can go either place and take the vaccine.
Now, the previous question, doctor, I just thought I'll double click a little bit more before I move on with more questions, right? You hear of cases of people who have taken, say, the first dose of vaccine, or sometimes in some cases in the second, being infected by the virus. And in some cases, we've heard even adverse, outcomes from such patients. How would you explain this to someone who cites this as a reason that they don't want to take a vaccine? Oh, but what difference does it make? I've heard of so-and-so getting the vaccine and yet not seeing a very pleasant recent, passage through COVID times, what would you say to them?
Want these things, because as I mentioned earlier, that it doesn't give you 100% immunity. Plus, you have to continue follow all the attitude, behavior, which is required during this COVID time. That is wearing the mask, maintaining the distance, washing hands. So, right. We have seen people, they somehow let down their guard once they have taken the vaccine. And this could be one of the reasons why they get infected. But the purpose of the vaccination is primarily to minimize hospitalization, stroke, deaths.
Okay.
So even if you get, there is a good chance it will only be a mild infection and it will just pass off, or you may remain asymptomatic. So it is, in one way, it is good, and it will reduce the morbidity and mortality of this disease.
Now, here's another one that has relevance to the number of options you might really have. So, assuming I've taken Covishield as my first dose, can I take Covaxin as my second?
No, that is not recommended as of now, because we have, as I told you, they are from two different platforms. They hasn't been tried out, this combination, so it is definitely not recommended.
Absolutely. So not recommended to change the type of vaccine that you've taken. If you're Covishield, stick to Covishield for your second dose, Covaxin similarly. Now, this one's got to do with what we're reading about in the papers left, right and center these days, Dr. Mahesh Kant, and even lay people are wondering what variants are all about. So the question they want to ask is, are these vaccines then effective against these new mutants of the virus and variants that are coming in, especially the new Indian strains?
See, mutations have been viruses, it's a part of their life cycle.
Right.
And mutations will occur over a period of time, and they also keep modifying themselves. So there have been about 5,000 plus minus mutations till now all over the world. Mm-hmm. Of this, there have been only about 3-4 which have been significant.
Right.
We have heard of the UK, the Brazil, and the South African one, and now we hear of the Indian one, which is there. But our vaccines have been tested among our population, and we have found that it has overcome all this. We haven't seen anything that you should be outrightly worried about as of now.
Now, here's a question that's more a mindset related one, where we feel that perhaps something that has been created, a vaccine that has been created using more modern technology from a more advanced nation like, say, the US might be better. Should I wait for those kind of vaccines or go ahead with what we have?
What I would say, there is no vaccine, as I mentioned in the earlier part of the program, that they haven't been studied at the same point of time. Mm-hmm. And they haven't been compared in the same study. Mm-hmm. So there will be variations in the results, there will be variations in what we see and how they are acting. So we need not have to wait for any other vaccines to come. We should go ahead and take what is available with us, because the primary aim is, as I mentioned, to reduce hospitalization and to reduce deaths. And the faster we do this, we will help the country in overcoming this dreadful disease.
Absolutely. Now, assuming that I have already been convinced about the value of vaccine, we have dwelt on quite a few questions that are focused on that, all the reservations that people have had with respect to being vaccinated. Assuming that's not me, I have already taken my first dose. I have suddenly found newspaper articles that are telling me, instead of 4 weeks, wait for 6, instead of 6, wait for 8. There are some that say 12. How long should I wait for the second shot of the vaccine based on which one I've taken?
In the initial, when the vaccines were released, they were recommended between 4 to 6 weeks for both Covishield and Covaxin.
Mm-hmm.
Thereafter, further studies were carried out, there has been a change in Covishield. they have said instead of 6 weeks, it can be extended up to 8 weeks. And preferably during the 6 to 8 week. So that is for Covishield. There has been no change in the recommendation for Covaxin, which still remains between 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks, understood. Now here's the concern on account of the shortages that we have been reading about in recent times of vaccines, including at primary healthcare centers, and that has caused a lot of alarm. So if I miss my vaccine appointment day for the second shot, is there something I should worry about, or what should I do?
No, you needn't worry because you can schedule it for the in the next 2-3 days. Mm-hmm. But yes, as far as possible, try not to miss your scheduled appointment because the hospital has catered for you. If okay. you miss that vaccine on that day, that means we have denied a vaccine shot for someone else.
Right.
So as far as possible, if you have taken an appointment, please stick to it. Mm-hmm. In case it's a walk-in, then it's up to you. Mm-hmm. And as long as you remain within your period as recommended by the government.
Absolutely. Understood, Dr. Mahesh Kant. My final question on all things COVID has to do with the future of us, essentially people who will be inheriting the planet, our children. If there is someone who gets asked a question about getting their child vaccinated, what do they need to say to them?
As of now, there has been no trials conducted for youngsters below the age of 18. Mm-hmm. So it has not been recommended. There are some trials which are going on. And once those results are out, you should see whether the vaccination opens up for this age group. As of now, no.
Right. As of now, the time of recording this podcast, which is May of 2021, that isn't an option. You cannot get your children vaccinated if they are below 18 years of age. Well, I think we've pretty much given a comprehensive list of frequently asked questions, addressed those and answered them for our listeners. And thank you so much, Dr. Mahesh Kant, for helping us do this on All Things COVID today.
It's my pleasure.
For more discussions and resources, visit tccmc.in.